Welcome to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm Megan Martin.
And I'm Ian Dory.
I'm Brian Arnold.
And I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc. Thanks for joining our weekly conversation about health, fitness, and all things Ninja Warrior.
We will be interviewing all of the top American Ninja Warrior stars, and we encourage you to visit our website, www.wolfpackninjas.com.
And kids, you can get your free Wolfpack Ninja Cub certificate there.
If you like our podcast, please share, subscribe, and like on iTunes. Also, give us a follow on our social media.
We're always posting new content, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Wolfpack Ninja and on Instagram at Wolfpack Ninja Warrior.
Together, we can make the world a healthier and happier place. So join us.
Ow!
Hello again, everybody. This is the Ninja Doc Noah Kaufman coming at you with another edition of the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. Now, today, we don't have any interviews. We are so busy. It's incredible. We don't receive compensation for the Ninja Podcast here. And so it's sometimes difficult, especially when we have so much going on. So just wanted to congratulate Drew Dreschel for an amazing season. Of course, his podcast was last week. We've got some really, really exciting things in store for you and your family. The Wolfpack Ninja Tour is coming together, and we've been flying all over the country, having meetings, trying to make this a reality. So stay tuned. It's going to be super fun, and we're going to have incredible prizes. All the top ninjas are going to be involved. It's going to be really, really a good time. As for future podcasts, we have a bunch of great interviews already recorded. We've got Chris Sharma, we've got Jamie Ron, Lance Pekus, we've got Anthony Storm, Akbar, Baja Biamila, Jennifer Tavernier, we've got others. It's really a bunch of really good podcasting, but we're going to spread it out. I'm going to be bringing you kind of a weekly thing with some health tips, but our Wolfpack Ninja podcast with the interviews in the format that you're familiar with, the longer format, that might be only once every 2 to 3 weeks. If we have time to do it. Things are that busy. They're that crazy. And so it's good to be that busy and that crazy. And so we're going to hold off on some of the interviews and we'll spread them out a little bit, especially as the season winds down and in preparation for next season. As the stoke builds, we will be bringing you amazing, amazing interviews. Also want to give a shout out to Alpha Warrior. They're putting together an amazing course. They have just an incredible event going on. It'll be down in San Antonio. Go to Alpha Warrior and check out what they're doing. Really neat stuff. It's going to be fun for the whole ninja community and beyond. Lastly, I want to say that we filmed Team Ninja Warrior, and it was a blast. You have no idea how much fun this was. The show is going to be better than it was even last year, and last year it was record ratings. It's on Esquire, which I know is a small little network, but it has a big impact, and we're also going to be able to see those shows on some of the other internet providers a couple days after they air. Let's do a real quick health tip. One big problem I'm seeing constantly in the emergency department with kids is that they hit their heads. And parents bring them in, they're worried about a head bleed or some other problem like that. Well, I'll tell you, luckily in my career, in my last 10 or 11 years of emergency medicine after residency, I've seen almost no kids with head injuries that have significant head bleeds or anything like that. The most important thing is that you keep the kids out of sports or out of an activity where they could bump their head again in the next 2 weeks, because you want to avoid what's called second impact syndrome. And that's where the brain is much more susceptible to bleeding and to injury. So when you get hit the first time, the brain sloshes around, it makes little contusions, and that's called a concussion. But the second time you get hit, the brain is, it's more easy for the brain tissue that's already been hurt and with inflammation to actually bleed and cause a real problem. So keep your kids out of sports after they've bonked their head, and feel a little safer to know that an ER doc who's been practicing for over 10 years has seen almost no head bleeds in kids from routine sports collisions and injuries involving the head. That being said, if you're concerned, go to the ER. We'll always check your kid out and maybe we'll do a CAT scan. So please, if you haven't already, join us at Wolfpack Ninja on Twitter and Facebook, and at Wolfpack Ninja Warrior on Instagram to see what the latest is. We are so happy to be a part of this amazing community. We're still focused on getting the country healthier, on getting our kids healthier, one kid at a time. Anyways, this is the Ninja Doc signing out. Thanks so much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. If you liked it, please tell a friend, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes.
It would mean a lot. Remember to visit our website at www.wolfpackninjas.com and join us on social media.
We are on Facebook and Twitter at Wolfpack Ninja and on Instagram at Wolfpack Ninja Warrior.
Join us next time for another exciting episode with your favorite ninjas and informative health tips. One big problem I'm seeing constantly in the emergency department.